In Parashat Tetzaveh, we're told all about the clothing the Kohanim would wear when serving the Beit Mikdash. And we're also told that there was a menorah that was constantly lit in the Beit Mikdash. And the Pasuk says it was lit by the purest of olive oil. There's a midrash that tells us in this week's parasha that Jews are compared to olive oil. Why is this? Because you see, olives, they grow on a tree. First you have to shake the tree to get the olives off. Then when you squeeze and put pressure on the olives, you can get some olive oil out. And it takes so much effort and so much work just to get a little bit of olive oil out. So too, with the Jewish people, we go through many, many challenges. Anti-Semitism, the war we're under, and our own personal challenges. But when we come through after the challenges, this is what makes us pure and shine and to do teshuva, to come closer to Hashem. And now it's Purim Katan. In the Megillah we read, L'hayudim hayita ora v'simcha v'sason. To the Jews, there will be light. When there's light, that is true happiness and we can rejoice. Shabbat shalom u'mevorach.